Oh, what a lovely tea party.
Ethical non-monogamy 101. Let's talk about that. Is ethical non-monogamy for you?
Yes.
Challenge toxic relationship beliefs and understand what's right for you. We should do a webinar. That's what this is. An everyday feminism webinar. We can charge people $100 to sit and listen to our webinar.
I really want to try to do a podcast with a theme. Just one episode.
Like our Beastie Boys episode?
Like, either about the, like something like Twin Towers or the conspiracy about landing on the moon. Just something. I would like to try to do an episode where we have a central theme.
Why? What's the point of it?
I don't know. What's the point of what we do now?
We're raking in that Patreon dough. I think that this will turn into our Patreon episode right here. We'll just flip them around. What's the point? The point is to try to make people laugh. If we have a central theme, do we still get to try to make people laugh?
Yes. No, it would still be us doing it. I mean, it's not like we're going to hire.
We're going to hire it out.
Stunt cocks.
Hey, if we got to get naked, I'm going to need extra money. So if we did an episode on something, that would mean we'd have to research it. So
yeah.
We know what the fuck we're talking about.
Yeah, but. So?
So? I mean, it's easy to say it. Try doing it. It's not so easy.
It's just different shit that we would put on the Trello board.
All about one central theme?
Yeah,
what do you want to do?
I don't know. I don't have all the answers. Let's solve a mystery.
All right. Let's talk about how electricity works. Let's do an informative podcast for new up and coming electricians.
All right.
All right. So you got your 215 and your 120, your hot ground and your neutral wire.
All right, so
this is going to be great.
Let's say that we decide to go down that road.
Yeah.
Which one of us would be the first one to say 1.21 gigawatts?
Damn it, apparently you. Yeah, 220, 221, whatever. The hell movie was that from? Damn it. Oh, I can't remember now.
Fuck. What about we could review the TV show Alf.
Just pick one episode, one specific episode of Alf, like season 3, episode 4. We're going to review season 3, episode 4 of Alf.
And we'll make it like a 4-hour show.
I mean, that would be hilarious. Oh, fuck. That would be hilarious.
What about... let's see. So it's got to be a show that we can watch. And I don't even know where the fuck I'd go to watch Alf.
I have Alf on DVD.
Do you?
Yes. Oh, shit. That's sad.
All right. Hold on. We haven't even started yet, and that's the name of the show title.
I have Alf on DVD. Oh, shit. How can it be the show title? This is all Patreon.
This ain't Patreon. We're just...
Oh.
You're going to figure out where it makes sense to cut in and... Whatever. I don't care.
Whatever. I don't care.
I don't.
All right. It doesn't have to be Alf. What else? What other obscure shows... Remember that show Dinosaurs? The Real Dinosaurs or whatever? That was so fucking stupid.
I think there's something to that. I think that would be funny. Like, just out of the blue, we review
Family Matters with the Urkel,
and treat it as like it was a serious show.
Yes,
and then the young black gentleman came in.
And he said, "Did I do that?
I wasn't aware that I had did that." Or something of that sort.
I wasn't aware that I had did that. That's going to be my new catchphrase. That's fucking funny. I wasn't aware that I had did that.
You see what had happened, Booth?
Oh, shit.
For some reason, I think that would be fucking hysterical.
Yes, it would. Oh, my God. I don't have Family Matters on DVD, so we can't watch that one.
I wonder if there's, like, if you can get, like, a full episode of Saved by the Bell or something.
Probably on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I didn't finish my sentence, but...
Oh. Fair enough. I haven't seen Saved by the Bell in forever. How about we... No, that would be stupid. Never mind.
What?
Saved by the Bell intro. Mario Lopez reunites with Saved by the Bell cast member. I don't see any episodes. I've been Googling for hours and I don't see any episodes. Lost episode of Saved by the Bell. Saturday morning preview, 1989, full episode. Season 5, full. We're in. Are we doing Saved by the Bell? I don't know. I don't want to do like a stupid comedy like that.
What?
Alf would be better. Because it's just so random. Alf. Fucking Alf.
So that's random, but Saved by the Bell isn't. Everybody knows that if we're going to review a show, it's going to be Saved by the Bell. Why would we? We're playing right into them.
Right. Maybe we can take suggestions from our millions of fans.
What about if we review the episode of Different Strokes where Gary Coleman talks about getting touched by the neighbor, but we treat it as a comedy?
All right. It wasn't? I thought it was funny.
Like anybody,
it really hit home, you know?
Like anybody's going to try to touch that midget dick. Thought it was a Tootsie Roll.
I thought it was a Tootsie Roll.
Oh, fuck. All right. It's almost time for be done bed. Recording.
All right. Bye. All right. Let's start the show.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to do a serious episode on Alf, Saved by Alf, or Alf by the Bell.
I think I know what we can do. I was going to say I could just move that Monkey This Up story to the top, and we could start by playing that audio.
Okay.
But I don't want to do that.
All right.
I could tell the Pizza Hut story again.
Do it. This time tell it a little different. Change a couple of the details to protect the innocent or whatever.
Bum bum.
We could review an episode of Law and Order Special Victims Unit and treat it as a comedy.
What if we reviewed Schindler's List as a comedy?
I never seen Schindler's List.
It's hysterical.
Sounds funny.
Fuck. I don't even know how to start the show. I'm ready to go. I just don't know how to start it.
All right. Sex Doll Brothel, go. I started it for you. Then you scratch your ass. That's what it sounded like over here. We don't have to have a actual intro. We can just start talking. People know who we are. They know what to expect. Or more importantly, they know what not to expect.
No, see, that's what I don't want is I want somebody... I always try to start each episode out as if the person that's going to hear it for the first time, what's going to hook them to want to keep listening. And if it's just us starting off the show by saying, I don't know how I want to start off the show this week.
Whatever. Sex! How about that? Boobs! Is that better? I understand what you're saying, but I got nothing.
If only we had time to prepare each week.
If only. Since we don't have enough time to prepare even for this, let's do a show where we take something serious and research it.
Well, because every week is the same thing. For this show, I think the same thing. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
We'll fucking figure it out. We'll figure it out on the fly and it'll be good. North America's first known sex doll brothel opening in Toronto. Why couldn't this be America?
All right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Fucking America. Oh, this is long.
So it was 2 weeks ago that I was on Shooting the Shiznit. I don't know if we...
Did we talk about that?
Well, so he got pissed off. He being Brian Trammell or Trammell, however the fuck you say his name.
He doesn't even know.
He got pissed off. We say that we do the same fucking bit every fucking time. And nobody even knows what the fuck we're talking about.
Nope.
Why would anybody listen to this fucking show?
Yeah, why? Tell us. Tell us why you would listen to this show. You know we have a voicemail that people can call.
Did we? Yeah, we did. I was going to say we played that.
What?
The last voicemail we got?
Oh, yeah.
That was from Brian Trammell, bitching about us not talking
Trammell.
About me being on his show.
Yeah, but we were talking about me being on Po' Boys. You know why I didn't talk about it? Because it's wrestling.
Not all of it was. I talked about you.
You did? In a roundabout way that it'd have to do with wrestling? Yeah. Was I wrestling somebody in your dreams and covered in oil or what?
You're going to have to switch the way you're sitting or something, man.
Why?
Because I'm sitting here talking to your kid on your arm and I don't like it.
All right. Let's do this. There you go.
That was creepy as fuck. So last week we got some interesting feedback regarding the chicken wing thing.
Chicken wing thing.
Pizza Hut has decided to sponsor us.
I don't think you're allowed to say that, are you? You're going to get us sued. You're going to get your wings get repoed, and we get sued. They're going to come here and take my mic. They're going to take everything.
They just come in. This is ours now. You guys fucked up.
They got corporate lawyers that are powerful.
You know what? I think this is the first week since we started the show that I didn't listen to any podcasts.
Really? Wow. Just no time or what?
I'm just tired of
There was a time where you were like, podcasts are amazing. These are the greatest things ever. And then it went to, I don't know, podcast, can't find. And then it was, man, podcasts sure are great. And now you're back down again. I'm just tired of them. You're just not listening to the right ones.
Oh, I know, but I don't know which ones those are.
Oh.
What? Right. What? You listen to Abe Lincoln's Top Hat and Joe right. Rogan and...
Sam Harris. Waking Up Podcast with Sam Harris.
Okay, nobody cares.
That's it. Last Podcast on the Left. Got to get that in there.
Well, yeah, they really needed that plug.
Right. They need our support. I don't listen to any like indie underground podcasts. I mean, I guess that's not true. I do sometimes, but not very often.
Underground.
Well, what else do you call them? I mean,
so what makes somebody an indie podcast?
If they got like six listeners.
What's the next logical step then after somebody is an indie podcast?
Seven listeners makes you big time. I don't know. I don't know how that works. If you got advertisers and sponsors and tons of listeners, there's no like direct cutoff, you know? In my mind, anyways, there's not.
All right. So would you call us an indie podcast?
Yes.
We have sponsors.
We do? Who are we sponsored by?
Are you fucking...
Don't buy this stuff? Skunk Lube or Spunk Lube?
Skunk Lube. We had a sponsor. We
we just lost them.
We had two sponsors and you just fucked them both up, actually.
So don't buy this stuff guy, t-shirt guy. He was fucking with me saying that he was pissed off at you because he called during a bit and he said he was mad because you told everybody to boycott, and he was like, I lost all kinds of sales. As soon as he said, I lost all kinds of sales, I knew something was up.
You know, you could at least actually mention the company correctly instead of... He is nice enough to send me shit all the time.
We have merch. I honestly couldn't think of it. It's We Have Merch. T-shirt guy. I liked his name better before, man. Don't buy this stuff. That's a great name. I mean, his new name fits better, and it's better for everybody except for me, because I just... When you're running a business, you got to think about, you know, wide mass appeal, not just what some nerd podcaster likes.
I think I got another sponsor lined up, but I'm not going to say anything this week.
Why not?
Because it's not for sure. I'm not going to plug somebody unless they fucking pay me. Bitch.
Oh. Is it something that I could enjoy?
I don't give a fuck what you do.
It's not
like it's a butt plug company.
Oh, damn it. So I still want to get sponsored by that guy that stretches your wiener out, stretches your foreskin. We were supposed to get sponsored by that guy, remember?
Yeah, but I never returned the email.
Oh. Fair enough.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but I never returned the email. Oh, all right. I guess that makes sense then, doesn't it?
He said, yes, I would love to send you to each of you a product as long as you would be nice enough to mention it over the course of the next several shows. And I'm like, meh. All right, bye.
You dick, I want one of those things.
I don't think he understands the caliber of show that he's dealing with.
I think you're right about that.
You know,
all right, so go ahead.
We always have this music to play and shit, you know?
Yeah.
If you had a band,
uh-huh.
would you at least listen to the show before you gave your music to them and said, like, talk about us or play us? Or would you just get it out there to everybody and not care?
I would get it out. If I was the kind of guy that wanted to be famous, I would get it out there to everybody. I wouldn't care.
All right.
That's just me, though. So I was going to ask you, if our show were to, I know it's not going to happen, but if our show were to somehow take off and we had thousands and thousands of listeners, do you think that would change our show? Do you think we would be able to keep the same kind of show that we do now, knowing that we have thousands of people listening?
What I think is funny is you have no idea how many listeners we have.
Yeah, I know. Not only do I have no idea, I don't even care.
Right, but just by saying that, you're telling me that you don't realize that we have thousands and thousands of listeners already.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Zoink show.
Okay, millions then. Billions.
It fascinates me that you... I don't even think that you've asked me what the stats are of the show or the download numbers are on the show in like 8 months.
No.
I mean, it's been longer than that. It was, I can remember when you asked me, and I was still living in Illinois. That's how impactful it was. I can remember the conversation.
So I send you the show. I edit the show, and then I send it to you. Edit. I put the two tracks together, and then I send you the show. And then whether or not you upload it, I would never know. So you could just say you're uploading it and we're not even putting out a show. I'm just doing this all for you. Nobody ever hears it. How the fuck would I know?
All right. So anyway, your question. So let's say that our listenership or our download numbers multiplied by 200 from where they're at now.
Okay.
So you're asking me if that would change the show?
Yeah. In your mind, knowing, obviously it wouldn't in my mind. We've established that. But in your mind, if you knew that you were going out to, let's say, 1 million people, we had 1 million downloads, would it change the way that you think about the show, the way that you carry yourself on the show? You know, would it change the show?
I'd like to think that it wouldn't, but it would be hard for it not to with some of the shit that comes out of my mouth.
What? And that's part of the reason why I try not to even worry about how many people listen, because I want to be free to just say whatever the fuck comes to my mind, whatever dumb shit that comes to my mind. That's what makes the show funny to me, is just dumb shit.
I would like to have somebody like John,
yeah,
over at Brand X, running our show.
Okay.
To where we just get together, record, and then we're both done with it. That way, like, no Twitter, no. If John could do our show prep, and
no, well, you lost me there. I was good with everything else.
And then if he could sit
own content.
If he could sit in my place, maybe
put his hand up my backside.
No, he could sit in my place, and then Deuce could sit in your place, and then we would just sit back and reap the benefits.
No, I want John to sit in your place and John to sit in my place. Just take both sides.
All right.
So how about we have John do everything except for us talking. We'll just get together, talk, and then John can do everything else. You think he'd be okay with that? For no money, of course. I'm not going to give him any money. I'm going to need him to increase his Patreon donation for us allowing him to do that.
For us allowing him to be part of the show?
Yes. Oh, shit.
Oh.
I'm sure he'd do that for us after all the things we've done for him.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. All right. This is going nowhere quick.
Really? As opposed to
nowhere slow.
Somewhere slowly?
All right. What do you want to talk about? Sex dolls?
Sure. I love talking about sex dolls. I hope to get one someday.
I think I've asked you this, but it's something I like to check in with you on about once every week or so. Have you ever fucked a sex doll?
No, I have not.
Would you?
Of course I would.
You're so fucking gross.
No, it's cool. Have you? No, that's good. There's no human connection there. It's perfect.
Okay, so would you fuck a dodgeball?
Okay. So you should start with the first question. Have I fucked a dodgeball? No, I wouldn't fuck a dodgeball.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Maybe if you put some of them googly eyes on it.
All right.
Some of them googly eyes and a fucking wig. Oh, shit.
All right. Yeah. So.
All right. Yeah.
So. Let's say that.
Did it throw you off there? Or what?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out a way how, in this scenario that I'm trying to play out, how you would come about. Getting the sex doll. Yeah, I realize I said come about and sex doll in the same sentence.
Oh, shit.
How would I get it? At what point, how much money would you need in the bank before you would spend $5,000 on a sex doll?
$5,001?
No, I'm serious.
No, it's not about the money in the bank. It's about if my wife ever said, hey, I've had enough of your shit, I'm out, I'd have a sex doll the next day. I at least be on its way, I guess.
Why would you get a sex doll as opposed to getting like another person to fuck?
But do you know how rare it is for a person like me to find somebody like my wife that would actually fuck me? I don't want to go through all that shit. That's a lot of fucking work.
So like,
plus,
I have to assume that like when you and your wife are at your most intimate, you you look.
You mean that when I'm balls deep? That's what we call it.
You look down and say, you know, Pearl Jam really sold out with Jeremy.
And she's like, ah! That's what gets her going. Yeah, say stupid shit. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like Nirvana either. All right. Okay, so your wife leaves you. Your first thing is to order your sex doll.
I'd probably break down like a little bitch for a week or so, you know.
No,
and then I'd order a sex doll.
If your wife left you, let's say your wife gets killed in a horrible car accident.
Let's not say that.
All right, let's say your wife gets killed in a mild fender bender.
There we go. Good save.
All right, so your wife is not hurt. No, your wife gets in a wreck.
She just doesn't exist anymore.
No, your wife gets in a wreck, and she's fine, but the wreck ripped her vagina and mouth off of her. And her butt.
How can you rip?
It sealed them right up.
Sealed everything up.
Yep.
Awesome.
So you still got your needs, but now you can't cheat on your wife.
Uh-huh. This is a weird scenario.
It is. It's not as dark as her dying in a horrible car fire.
Fender bender. Dying in a mild fender bender.
Gets back to it in the parking lot and then just boop, all gone.
Dead.
Sorry, we tried saving her.
We couldn't do it. Oh, shit.
All right. So anyway, no more sex for Anthony with your Barbie doll like wife. What do you go out and get a sex doll?
No.
Oh, fuck.
While she's still around.
All that road I took just to try to get a sex doll in your house, and you're like, no.
No, not while she's not while my wife's still around.
I'm just trying to get to something. All right, fine.
Yes.
She did.
Yes.
They thought that she was going to be okay. They ended up patching up her vagina, and then she died anyway.
Yes. Then yes.
Okay. So, like this. So I clicked this article here, the one that we're looking at, and it's the one looking off to the side there.
Uh huh.
And it's, I wouldn't say it's lifelike, but it's
lifelike enough. It's got a necklace on. What more do you want?
What I'm wondering is, what do you do with it? I mean, do you just throw it on the bed and fuck it, or do you like punch it in the face and shit? What are you doing?
Why would I punch it in the face?
I assume that's why you want a fuck doll, so you can punch it.
So I can punch it in the face?
I assume that you will be putting on some shitty music, MMA gloves, and then just beating the shit out of it.
No, I have zero rape fantasies, so no, that's not my thing. MMA gloves. Even if I were, it would be fucking bare knuckle. Are you kidding me? Oh, fuck.
So what do you do with it?
You have sex with it. I don't understand what you mean. What do you not? Do you not understand the concept of a sex doll?
I don't.
Obviously,
no,
you
I don't.
Because you ask about this every single week.
It's fascinating to me that you're so open about, yes, I would get a sex doll. Okay, so what would you do? Is it like, would you like slowly kiss the neck and work your way down to the tits and eat it out? Or do you just jump on top of it and bang it and throw it in the bathtub?
Throw it in the bathtub.
I'm serious. I'm asking, what do you do with it?
So the beforehand is easy. The after you're done, it's like, just shit, I gotta get rid of this thing. What kind of a shitty person am I?
You roll it up
in
carpet.
My wife's only been dead for 6 months. Take it out to the side of the road. I wouldn't even roll it in the carpet. I'd just throw it out the back. Just weeds will grow over it. So I don't know. I don't know the answer to that. I guess I don't know.
Do you go down on your pocket pussy for foreplay?
No. 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 No, I don't. But I might try that now.
Do you finger it beforehand?
No. You got to get it going, you know?
You know what? I thought I was experienced. I'm not at all. I have no idea what the fuck's going on over there.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
Anyway, so Toronto will soon... North America's first known sex doll brothel opening in Toronto. North America and Toronto is not the same thing. North America is America.
America.
This is Trump's America. Anyway, Toronto will soon be home to North America's first known sex doll brothel, offering sexual services with six silicone-made dolls. Oh, this is so fucking gross. Everything about this is fucking gross.
What about it's gross?
Are you serious?
Yes. I mean, I want to know what you think is gross about this.
Okay, so I've only read the first sentence, so yep. I'm making all my predispositions, thoughts on that. Okay. Uh-huh. So you have to be a lonely motherfucker to buy a sex doll.
No.
No, that was a fact. That wasn't a question.
And I'm disagreeing with that fact.
The second one, you have to be a super lonely motherfucker to rent a sex doll. Third,
no.
You are on the verge of suicide if you are fucking somebody else's sex doll.
No. None of those things are true.
That was creepy. No.
No, your view of sex and sexuality is so limited. It's so weird to me.
Is it?
Yes, it is. It's so weird. You think that if this is true, you've had sex with a sex doll or you want to, then that means that you're lonely or what, on the verge of suicide. No, people like what people like. I mean, Jesus Christ.
That's it? Touche, you got me there.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean you're on the verge of suicide. That's a long jump off a short pier or something.
So you're telling me then.
A long walk off a short pier.
Do you believe that people are attracted to sex dolls? Or are they there to just serve the purpose of dragging their person's nut out of them?
I think that there are probably cases where people are attracted to them.
Then people are fucked. You can't if you're attracted to an inanimate object sexually, you are not wired correctly.
What the fuck does that even mean, wired correctly?
You should be put
who
down.
Decides, who decides? I'm okay with that, but just don't say they're not wired correctly while you're putting them down.
If you're walking down the street and you see a tree and you're like, oh, I'd like to fuck that. You're obviously... can't believe you're fucking debating me on this.
Obvious to who? What does that even mean to be wired correctly? Different people are attracted to different things, different everything. How can you say
okay. You're
not wired right. correctly if you're not attracted to what I'm attracted to?
Here we go.
Where are we going?
Do you think that it is perfectly normal and acceptable to be attracted to...
Yes.
A blonde.
Yes.
What about a black woman?
Yes.
What about a black man?
Yes.
Whoa.
You like that?
What about a white 20-year-old brunette?
Yes.
What about question. A white 18-year-old brunette?
Yes.
A white 14-year-old brunette?
Yes.
What?
I wasn't listening. No. That was an awkward pause.
What?
No, it's not. You're asking me about attraction.
Bop.
I don't
just
think.
Answer the question.
I don't think that. I already did. I don't think that there's anything that says you can't be attracted to whatever. There's nothing.
I didn't say you couldn't be. I didn't say you couldn't be because I know people are attracted to everything. I said those people are fucked in the head. Now I'm asking you again. Is it okay and normal and acceptable to be attracted to a white 14-year-old girl?
What's the difference if she's white? And what's the difference if she's just she?
because I'm being very specific in my questions as to what I'm leading up to. Why would you refuse to answer that question?
I didn't refuse. I already answered
no,
that
No, you
question.
Answered 15,
refuse.
Not 14.
Well, all right. Well, I'm not advocating for anybody to have sex with anybody underage. So.
I understand that. And you think anybody thinks that listening to us? Just answer the question.
Do you think anybody's listening to us?
Just answer the question. Okay. At what age is it no longer acceptable to be attracted to somebody?
No age.
Oh, you're a creepy motherfucker, man.
Well, what is that? Because what you're asking me is, what age can somebody else decide what I'm attracted to?
Ask me the question. I'll answer it. Ask me the question.
Because you're going to answer it with the answer that you know everybody.
No, just ask me the fucking question.
Okay, what age?
It depends what state I'm in and what the age of consent is in that state.
Douche. when you're talking about attraction, it's you can't. There's no acceptable or not acceptable. People are attracted to what they're attracted to.
And some of those things are not acceptable in today's society. That's
wrong.
Fact.
Well, yeah, that's fact, but I don't give a fuck about it, today's society. That's stupid. That's a stupid way to look at the world.
No, it's not. If you're sexually attracted by a leaf blower, there's something not right with you, and you need to be you need not breed.
I don't think you will if you're attracted to a leaf blower. I think that problem will take care of itself.
Touche.
So, what difference does it make to you if your gardener, if the guy that cuts your lawn goes out to his shed where his fucking leaf blower is and sticks his cock in the leaf blower? What difference is that? What could the difference could that possibly make to you?
It doesn't make a difference to me unless he starts hanging around my leaf blower. Then I've got a problem.
You don't want little leaf blower babies or what?
Nobody's fucking my leaf blower but me.
Your view of
no, I
sex,
didn't, I didn't,
sexuality
I,
is
I,
fucked.
No, it's not. My view is very open. But being attracted to a leaf blower is not sexuality. That's fucking that means you're something.
It is sexuality.
It is not.
What are you talking about?
It is not.
If something makes your dick hard or your vagina wet, then that's sexuality.
No. You don't understand how the human body works.
I don't?
Yeah. You ever wake up with a boner?
Yes, from thinking about something that turns me on.
Or you got to pee, right?
No, all that right. Hasn't happened since I was like fucking 14 years old.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You're weird. You are so fucking weird.
You're weird. You don't wake up with a boner because you have to pee. You're weird.
Capacity for sexual feelings. A person's sexual orientation or preference. Yeah. It don't fit. This condom don't fit, butter. I meant to say brother and buddy, and I called you butter.
Come on, butter.
It don't fit, butter.
Are you hungry? Or?
Yeah, butter's always on my mind. Butter and gravy. I wonder, I'm not going to go through that whole Hogan impression again.
Oh, God.
All right, butter.
He said, I'm not going to do it, and then you do it.
All right. So you are advocating for people to fuck rubber dolls, which is fine. It's not hurting anybody.
Right.
And I've never said that it hurt anybody, nor that it should. And I never said that people shouldn't be allowed to do it.
Right.
I said that people to do it are fucking weird.
Weird, yes. Lonely, no.
Yes, they're lonely because they're fucking a rubber doll. There's no intimacy there.
You realize that some people want sex without intimacy. That's what they want.
Why?
Because they're fucking I don't fucking know because they're fucking weird. I don't know.
Okay, so what?
How would I know that?
We're agreeing. Why are you arguing with me? We're agreeing.
Because fuck you. That's why.
All right. So that was the first sentence in this article.
Do you want me to tell you? No, I'll let you go through this. Go ahead.
I don't even know if there's anything worth reading now. We already went.
Sure there is.
The broth, according to the website.
I'm trying to find the where I, go ahead. You can read according, I'm trying to find it.
Well, then shut the fuck up. According to the website. According to the website for Aura Dolls, the company behind the brothel, the vision is to bring a new way to achieve sexual needs without the many restrictions and limitations that a real partner may come with. The brothel is expected to open in a shopping plaza on Yonge Street.
Right next to the subway.
South of Shepherd Avenue on September 8th. The company doesn't give the exact location on its website, stating it's announced upon booking. There are 6 different female sex dolls advertised, exotic girls to cater to everyone's choice of beauty. The website reads, "We tried really hard to try to cater every single standard of beauty. With six dolls, we catered
six
to-
Six dolls, that's it. We got everything." All right. It says here, look, I'm going to read this.
Okay, jump in then.
I was looking for this. The dolls are made of silicone, which is designed to give them a realistic look and feel. In order to sanitize the dolls, Lee said a 3-step routine is used after each booking. However, staff still highly recommend the use of condoms.
Okay, so spending...
That's my... Go ahead.
Spending half an hour with one of these dolls cost $80. With two dolls, running $160.
Why would you need two? Awesome.
Oh my God. This is so fucked.
I think it's funny.
Oh, it's definitely funny, but it's fucked.
Why is it fucked?
So would you pay $80 to go fuck one of these dolls?
No.
you said that like I'm the creep for asking you, and you're the one advocating for this shit.
No, because if the weird part to me here is that you're going to have a sex with a doll that somebody else already had sex with. That's the weird part. Like, if I just buy it, it's mine. I'm the only one that's going to have sex with it. So it's different.
Okay. I want you to answer this question honestly. Don't try to be funny. Ready?
I don't think we have to worry about that.
Ready?
I'm ready.
We have established that you, at least once in your life, have fucked a fleshlight or something similar.
Okay.
How much money would it take for you to fuck one of my old ones if I had one?
All of the money? There's no amount of money.
$40?
Okay. I mean...
Okay, so...
No, there is no amount of money.
Bullshit, there isn't.
There's not.
Everybody has a price for everything.
Okay, wait. If I could wear a condom, I guess I would.
Okay, I don't care.
For a lot of money. A condom and rubber gloves. And a hazmat suit.
So you can wear a condom, rubber
and
gloves.
And a pair of tongs.
And you can tuck a, you know, like shove a bag in there or something. So there's no...
Yeah.
So $50?
Yeah, $50, sure. If I could do all that, if you're paying for the hazmat suit.
All right, so I've masturbated with my hand before. How much would it be for you to masturbate with my hand?
So if we both wear rubber gloves, we both wear a condom.
And I demand that you wear a hazmat suit. Only because I'm into that shit.
Only because I'm into that shit. So I would say if we're both looking each other in the eyes, $50. if we're not, it's going to be $100. Oh, shit.
Moving on.
Why is it always going to be gay shit?
We covered that. Covered that story. Hard-hitting news.
Hard-hitting news. Oh, man.
All right. This one is going to be... This is stupid. So I had no idea that Alabama was this fucking backwards.
All right.
So this is a story you found.
Uh-huh.
Tag, kickball, Red Rover, musical chairs. Games deemed inappropriate by Alabama school board. What I mean by I thought like in Alabama that they like for recess, they just put a pig in the fucking schoolyard and they just go slaughter it and shit.
They just go slaughter
it. Then they find their cousin, fuck them, and go back into class. I had no idea they were so progressive.
Oh,
you know what?
I'm
just curious. I'm going to check to see how many listeners we have in Alabama real quick.
All right.
The last time I said something like this was Texas, and then we lost Texas for...
We lost Texas.
We did. We
Texas is out.
Like 4 months, man. It was like a huge drop in our Texas listenership. Hey, everybody out there in Texas. It's good to see you. George Strait and NASCAR. We love you. Guns.
Oh, shit.
What else you want to talk about? Go. Texas, go. You're on.
What? Texas, what? I don't know nothing about Texas.
Alabama.
Where's Lone Star.
Where the fuck is Alabama?
Pizza.
Where's Alabama? Here.
Nope. I don't...
there it is.
Somewhere in Europe, ain't it?
Alabama is very, very low on our list of... yeah, so we're good. Fuck Alabama. Stupid
we
ass.
We can lose those 12 people.
Stupid ass motherfuckers.
So if you scroll down to a couple paragraphs.
Before we
here.
Jump into that, I just want to read the first paragraph to set up what it is that we're even talking about.
Okay.
Okay. Physical education teachers in Alabama should... I'm reading in my Texas radio announcer voice. Physical education teachers in Alabama should avoid such recess staples as tag, dodgeball, and duck, duck, goose due to the game's lack of physical stimulation and high chance of embarrassment for students, according to a guidance document from the Alabama State Department of Education. It is completely up to you which games you play. There is no directive about which games you can and cannot play, Superintendent Eric Mackey said in Montgomery. Go back, tell your principals to take care of their own PE problems, please.
Sounds like Texas.
All right.
So this says, Alabama State Department of Education, inappropriate activities. It is highly recommended and suggested that the following activities, games, practices not be allowed in physical education programs in Alabama schools. And the very first thing it says is yoga. Yoga is prohibited by the Code of Alabama, chapter 290.
Did you read why?
Before, during, and after. No, I did not.
It says
is it on there somewhere?
The first activity on the list is yoga. In 1993, Alabama lawmakers passed a law prohibiting the teaching of yoga in schools, citing a connection between the practice and Hindu religious training. In 2006, then Superintendent Dr. Joseph Morton sent a letter to school saying yoga was not to be offered during regular school hours or after school hours to students on any public school campus in Alabama.
That's because that's very important that we don't offer
fucking
yoga.
Hindus.
So weird.
All them backwoods country fucks all have gun racks in the back of their pickup truck and shit, but don't be doing yoga.
Can you imagine the kids? Aww. Those fucking hicks don't even know what yoga is.
I think that's that bear that keeps stealing the baskets.
Yeah. That was a good one. Number two on this list is dodgeball, any variation or other name. There are no standards in the Alabama course of study, physical education, for any grade that supports, justifies this activity. You have to justify throwing a ball at somebody?
Did you? So going back to junior high, you know, we didn't know each other then.
Yeah.
Was junior high PE a highlight of your day or the worst part of your day?
Oh, it was a terrible part of my day. I hated it.
Right. So I was generally the last person to get picked in anything.
Right.
I was the first person to get hit in the face with a fucking dodgeball.
Right.
I seem to remember playing heads up, seven up in class, but I never had to worry about it because nobody ever picked me.
I specifically remember trying to climb that rope. Everybody had to climb the rope in PE, and I made it about, I don't know, my feet left the ground, I think, was about as far as I got. And they just crowd everybody around, and they watch you try to climb this rope, and you know, I can't climb this rope. Are you kidding me? Let's do it like Batman did, where he just hold it sideways and just flip the camera.
So with all that being said, do you advocate for eliminating the rope climb in PE?
Fuck no. Builds character.
Nobody ever can climb the rope. Nobody does.
Right. Right. That's my point. I mean, if you can't stand...
I like the fact that I am saying that there's nobody in America that can climb the rope because my fat ass couldn't do it. It's an impossible task.
I wasn't even fat. I was just out of shape. I got no arm muscles. I can't lift my 60-pound frame.
Who am I, G.I. Joe?
So, there's a huge difference between playing games and kids getting bullied and picked on. I mean, it's just... Let the kids play the fucking games that they want to play. If the kids get picked last, they'll try harder next time, maybe. or did, they won't.
Did that, that work for you?
No, of course not. It never works. But it works in theory.
When I was in... So high school, I was... You know, by when I went into high school, that's when I was in football and all that shit and working out. And it was a much different experience being... in shape in PE. I looked forward to it every day.
Yeah.
But junior high, it was the exact opposite. I can still remember. What they should ban is taking showers in junior high when you're fat.
Not in school, just at all. Just you're fat, no showers for you.
I can remember. It was they forced you to take showers in.
They didn't for us, but I had heard stories.
And I was like, I'm not doing it. Well, then you're going to...
I'm not doing it.
No, I'm... Fuck, man. It was like... So there's nothing worse for somebody that gets picked on, like in junior high,
yeah,
than to be naked and getting picked on.
To be naked and getting picked on. Look at his little wiener.
You are, I would say that you're at your most vulnerable when you're naked or pooping.
All right.
Okay, so I guess we're going
to
veer off.
So you shouldn't have to poop in junior high.
Okay, you have your choice. So it's like Sophie's choice. Somebody's going to break into your house.
Uh-huh.
All right. Like a home invasion.
Yeah.
Would you rather they break into your house while you're naked in your living room,
uh-huh,
or pooping?
Pooping. No, naked. Probably naked in my living room.
So, like, instinctively,
so everybody knows, I want everybody to know this, whenever my kids are not home, like if they stay out somewhere, I'm naked in my house. It's my house. I'm naked. I'm naked all the time. I would live on a fucking... in a nudist colony if I could. I like being naked. I have no problem being naked.
Okay, we got it. Can we get back on the...
So I'm saying I would rather them break in when I'm naked than when I'm pooping, because I got a turd halfway out of my ass. What am I going to do?
You said naked way too many times in that one little... Being naked. Fine.
I do. What's wrong with being naked?
I'm naked and afraid.
I could have climbed that rope like a motherfucker if I was naked.
So anyway, yeah, that's the only thing that I think they should ban, is forcing kids to take showers with other kids. That, you want to talk about something that influenced me into the adult that I am today?
Taking showers with other kids?
Yeah, fuck yeah, man. Being the shortest, fattest kid in PE with the tiniest wiener.
You were looking at their wieners, you faggot.
I had no choice. They had me by the back of the head.
Open your eyes. Oh, shit. God, you don't be such a pussy, man.
Fuck you.
All right. Oh, shit.
I can't remember this kid's name. I don't know why I'm going back to junior high story. Nobody gives a fuck. That was like 30 years ago or whatever. But I had just discovered how you could fake hit somebody. You know, so like when you put one hand at their cheek and then you slap your hand and then they react their head to make it look like you slapped them.
Yeah.
So I had just discovered that. And I was so insecure. I was trying to figure out any way I could to try to be friendly with the people that were bullying me.
Yeah.
So I went up and told him, I remember his name now, Mike Atkinson. You motherfucker, Mike. I will fuck you up now. Anyway.
Hopefully he's a listener.
So I remember standing in the locker room, and I went to say, pretend to hit me as hard as you can. But what I said was, because I was nervous little fat fuck naked kid with a little doink hanging out, was, and I remember this, hit me as hard as you can. And before I got the fucking sentence out, he popped me right in the fucking face. Motherfucker.
Hey, you told me to. So you're laying on the floor naked, wondering why you got a boner.
These motherfuckers are always, they were always looking for a reason to fuck with me. Always. I mean, like, seriously, taking my money, everything, knocking my books out of my hands when I'm walking down the hall. Really? And I'm so fucking stupid that I walk up to one of them and say, hit me as hard as you can.
Hit me as hard as you can. Let's be friends. Oh, shit. Interesting. There's a little insight into the life of Doug, right?
Oh, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, you don't give a fuck. Have you listened to what I've been saying? You don't give a fuck?
Yeah, you're for rubber doll fuckers' rights or something.
Right.
All right. So that was Dodgeball.
Duck, Duck, Goose, a game of minimal participation. The chosen goose attempts to get up from a sitting position and try to catch the ducker, who only has to go about 60 feet and already has a full running head start. Everyone else just sits and screams at ear-shattering pitch and decibel levels. Whoever wrote this is a fucking pussy.
I never heard of this game. Giants, Elves, and Wizards, a.k.a. Crows and Cranes.
Crows and Cranes. I never have either.
An updated version of the already bad Crows and Cranes. Participation time is at a bare minimum. The rules take forever to explain, and even then, students are still confused. The game usually... That's because you're in Alabama, you stupid cock. The game usually ends when two students crash heads together.
That sounds awesome. Here, let's have these two kids run into each other full speed. So smash their faces together.
I'm okay if they ban that game.
Why?
Because I've never heard of it.
Oh, I don't care. Right.
I wouldn't. Kickball? I wouldn't know if it was banned.
All right. Kickball, a game students can organize and play quite well all by themselves as early as second grade. Combine that with minimal activity for 90% of the students, the potential for embarrassment. That's where you lose me. When a kicker misses the rolling ball and the opportunity to get players out by hitting them as possible with a thrown ball. I'm okay with both of those things. If you can't kick a ball and you're embarrassed, okay. You'll be okay. Your life's not over because you're embarrassed.
I disagree.
You would. Why? You don't want kids to ever have to be embarrassed about anything ever?
No, I disagree with them taking Giants and Elves and Wizards off the this whole
back,
list
we're
is
back
stupid.
To that again?
This whole list is stupid. The whole there isn't anything left by the time you get through this whole list.
Yeah.
Everything is exclusionary.
Right. Everything that could possibly embarrass anybody at any point.
Isn't life exclusionary?
Yes.
If you get a job or even just in school, if you don't work as hard as everybody else, you get worse grades and then you get held behind and everybody knows it. So are they going to say that you shouldn't be held back because that's embarrassing?
Well, yeah, they're already trying to push for no letter grades, you know, not grading kids because grading kids embarrasses them. I've already heard that.
I would have been for that when I was in high school.
Well, duh. In high school, I would have too. You mean I don't have to do anything and I can still pass?
So it goes on to say musical chairs should be banned. Relay races should be banned. Steal the bacon should be banned. I've never heard of steal the bacon. Do you remember the game Smear the Queer?
I do. Good one. I do. That's a great game.
What would did you try Smear the Queer? Explain it.
As I remember it, it was just like dodgeball, right? I mean, except for you put one ball in the end on each end of the field, and the team has to go from one side to get that ball and then bring it back to their side. But whoever has the ball is the queer, and they everybody has to throw balls at them or whatever.
Now it's a hate crime to play that game.
Yeah, I know. I don't remember the exact thing. I just remember thinking that it was a fun game because I could say queer.
I don't even know that I knew that you weren't supposed to say queer.
Matt, me neither. I mean, I knew that it was a bad, not a bad word, but like a something that people didn't like, but I didn't know why. I didn't know.
Did you ever mess with bottle rockets when you were a kid?
Yes.
Did you ever break the stick off of them?
I don't remember specifically doing that, no.
Oh, all right. I was thinking there was a name for when you broke the stick off a bottle rocket and lit it and threw it. I just can't remember what it was.
We used to have bottle rocket wars or whatever. What?
Nothing.
Did I miss something right over my head?
Go on. You used to have bottle rocket wars.
Yeah, we used to have bottle rocket wars, and I was on the side of the street where the street was to my back, and my buddies were across the parking lot. We were shooting back and forth, and all of a sudden they stopped, and they were just kind of standing there, and I was like, oh, they must be out. So I'm shooting bottle rockets. Well, a cop had pulled up right behind me, so I'm shooting bottle rockets at my friends where this cop is just kind of standing there watching. He just stood there for probably 5 minutes just watching me, just seeing what I was going to do, and my friends were just standing there just pretending like they weren't doing anything.
You ever attempt to fix something and like you fix it in a poor way or just shoddy workmanship, just trying to hurry up and get something duct taped back together or something?
Yeah.
Isn't there a name for that?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what you're getting at here, buddy. I mean, obviously you're driving at something, but I don't know what the hell you're driving at.
Nothing. I just can't remember any words today. All right.
Like jerry rigging it?
It's close to that. I don't remember.
Jerry ragging it?
All right. Moving on.
Tell me what you're thinking there.
No, that I can't think of the name of it. Fuck. Mm-hmm. How many times do I got to say that? I can't think of the name of it. All right. What's next?
Oh, are we done with that?
Yeah, I'm bored with that.
All right. That being the show? Let's talk about sex doll brothels more. Let's talk about this hate crime.
Okay.
So there's a hate crime.
You never do well under...
I just said that. What are you doing? Just checking your phone? Checking your Twitter account?
Yeah, who's on?
Checking your Twitter? So,
what,
on this article.
Was racial slur anger or hate crime?
This is kind of a long one. This story is kind of...
check your phone.
Check your phone. Well, yeah. I got you. I knew where you were going.
No, you didn't.
The second time around, I did. I've never heard the first one. I've never heard that.
Whatever, Lonnie Ray. You're fucking killing me here.
It's Lana Del Rey. Lonnie Ray doesn't deny that he used racial slur last October after seeing a black man scuffle with his wife, who, like Ray, is white. For uttering an ugly word in what he says was the heat of the moment as he tried to defend his wife, Idaho prosecutors are charging him with a hate crime that could land him in jail for 5 years. 5 years! That's nuts.
By the way, for the listeners, it is not written with an exclamation point at the end of that sentence.
What? Which sentence?
Idaho prosecutors are charging him with a hate crime that could land him in jail for 5 years!
There should be. 5 years for a fucking hate crime?
So what's a good amount of time for a hate crime?
None. Have a good day. What are you talking about?
Oh.
You sound like you were going to say something else.
No, now we know where you're at. You're okay with
hate. I'm right here.
You're okay with hate crimes.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely I am. Are you not?
No, I'm not.
I don't understand now.
We've had this conversation.
What's the crime?
I hate you. What do you mean, what's the crime?
You're going to jail.
It's actually spelled out very clearly at the bottom of this article.
All right. Here's a guy in an inflamed state saying these things, and was the intent to commit a racial slur or get at this guy personally any way he could?
No, that's not it.
you said the end of the article.
Did you read the article?
Yeah.
Then you... No, you didn't.
I skipped over that part. The Idaho statute on malicious harassment reads...
Are we gonna explain the article before we go into this?
Do we ever? All right. So, the guy's wife is a reporter?
Yeah, just... Instead of reading it, just give... You want me to give the run through, or did you retain enough from the article that you can?
I think I can, or if you want to,
go ahead.
You're usually better at it than I am.
All right, so it sounds like you were still going to go with it. It sounds like there were two white folks, a husband and wife. The wife was a reporter for the local fucking paper or something, and I don't know if it was a college or a high school football game, but
yeah, I couldn't make that out either.
But one of the ref, it sounds like the game went, the calls were being skewed towards one of the teams. Yeah. And the reporter felt a need to report on that, so she took a picture of one of the referees.
Yeah.
Long story short, when the husband went to the car and the referee stopped the wife and said, you know, give me your camera, because he didn't want his picture taken.
Yeah.
Then he tussled with the white woman, tried getting her camera away. The husband ran over. I think the referee ended up in the locker room. Then the husband went to the door of the locker room and said, Anthony, you can take it from here.
I don't think so.
I'll do it. Hold on a second. I'm trying to find the quote. Oh, yeah, I want to read this.
All right, go ahead.
Here it is. All right. As she started screaming for her husband, who came running from their truck some 100 yards away. Angry words. As I approached, he, the referee, raised his hand up and said, I ain't touched her. I ain't touched her. The other referee said, he ain't touched her. Lonnie Ray said, I told him to keep his damn hands off my wife, and she said, don't you ever put your hands on me again. While the referees went on into the locker room, the Rays said, Lonnie asked his wife what had happened, and she showed him burn marks on her neck from the camera strap. Lonnie Ray said he was furious that his camera had been... Nope.
He don't care about his wife.
Lonnie Ray said he was furious that his wife had been hurt doing her job and went after the man who had tried to get the camera. He found Adams County Commissioner Ray Stoker at the door to the locker room. I looked at him and I said, you bring that Nastrick up here. I want to kick his fucking ass, Lonnie Ray said. He looked at me and he said, yeah, sure you will, Lonnie. All right.
Sure you will, Lonnie.
So fast forward, I think like six. Lonnie, the husband, ended up calling the sheriff's department and trying to press charges on the referee for assaulting his wife.
Yep.
And I think they said that they had to review the case. And what ended up happening is he had a warrant out for his arrest based on that sentence.
Yeah.
Nothing happened with the referee. But now they're charging him with a hate crime because he said,
fucking.
No.
It says, you bring that Nastrick up here.
You bring that Nastrick up here, I want to kick his fucking ass. So they're saying that he wanted to hurt him, physically hurt him, because he was black. And they know that because he used the N-word.
Right. it said the day before it was to go to court, I was told it was bumped up to a felony. So he's trying, they're trying to get him on a felony, but the guy that harassed his wife, nothing.
Okay, so now read that. Now read the statute. I thought it was statute.
Statute, I think you're right. The Idaho stat, no, statue. They've got it spelled out statue. The Idaho statue, I don't think that's right. The Idaho statute on malicious harassment reads, it shall be unlawful for any person maliciously and with the specific intent to intimidate or harass another person because of that person's race, color, religion, ancestry, or national origin to cause physical injury to another person, damage, destroy, or deface any real or personal property of another person, threaten by word or act to do the acts prohibited if there is reasonable cause to believe that any of these acts described in the subsections and A and B of this section will occur.
All right. So here's what I think. I think that we're going to do like role playing. I'm going to take the side because I think I can get my head around the state's case on this.
Okay.
And you're obviously taking the side of somebody who thinks that this is ludicrous and he shouldn't be charged with anything.
Yeah, a rational person. Right.
No, so you don't have to take your little fucking jabs. I just said we're going to role play, you cock-smoking motherfucker.
Why's it got to be motherfucker?
Fatherfucker.
There you go.
All right. So, Lonnie Ray. Actually, you be Lonnie Ray.
Is that the girl? All right.
Did you, in fact, threaten... does it ever say the referee's name?
John Black? I don't know.
All right. Did you, in fact, say, bring that Nastrick up here that you want to kick his fucking ass?
Yes.
Racist.
Well, I guess I'm going to jail.
So, no, it really sounds like what I'm hearing from this is... anybody that just has that word, just waiting. Obviously, there's racism inside them somewhere. When I get pissed off by a black guy, that word isn't like on the ready. Like, all right, just somebody piss me off so I can call you an asterisk.
That's not true though. I mean,
yes, it is.
No. I'm not the way you're saying it, but the fact that if you say this word, you have it on the ready and waiting and you're racist, that's not true. You know, just as well as everybody else knows, that if I say this word, it will inflict
5 years prison time.
Yeah, 5 years prison. But it will, you know that word has impact. So people, when they're fucking mad, they like to use words that have impact.
No, I'd say...
So then you're telling me that every single time you say bitch, that means that you're a sexist and you've had that word on the wait, ready for any girl to make you mad so you can call her a bitch or a cunt or whatever.
So cunt is probably a better word to use than bitch because I've said bitch so many times in my life that it has no meaning to me.
So then if you've said Nastrick so many times in your life, it would be the exact same thing. So just start saying it.
What?
Just because you don't use a word, you just made my point for me. You don't use the word, so it has more impact when you do use it. You do use the word bitch all the time, so it doesn't have any impact.
No, you're not making any sense. What's the word bitch mean?
A woman that pisses you off? If you're going to go back to a female dog, that's stupid. That's not what we're talking about.
That's not what I'm doing.
All right.
Just asking you a fucking question.
It means a female dog.
So you can't even fucking answer it. You're being such a bitch. I just asked you. I'm not talking about the strict definition of female dog. When I say quit being a bitch, what's that mean?
Without using the word bitch, I can't really define it. It's just being a bitch. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
No, that's what I mean. You can't define it. And that's you proved my point. I use that word so much to mean so many different things that it doesn't have a meaning. So then
what's cunt mean?
That's a bad word.
Oh, now I understand.
That's a...
See?
Okay. Here's how it was described to me by my dad when I was probably 12 years old.
All right.
The word pussy means it's like a warm, inviting place where you want to spend your time. It's sometimes damp, sometimes smells pleasant, always feels good.
Uh-huh.
And then a cunt is the thing that owns it.
All right.
I miss my dad.
Your dad's cool.
That's such an old joke.
Yeah, that is stupid.
It reminds me of a joke. I think it's my favorite joke I've ever heard.
All right.
So a boy was I don't know why he was in the shower with his dad, but why not?
All right. Sounds good to me.
He said, "Dad, what does a vagina look like before sex?" And he says, "Son, it's like a pretty pink rose just getting ready to blossom. It's got a little bud, and it's got petals, and it smells good. It's beautiful. Well, what's it look like after sex?" And he says, "Have you ever seen a bulldog eating mayonnaise?"
Oh, shit. I don't get it.
Nice. Anyway.
All right.
So are we racism.
So are you going to somehow defend the state on this one? I don't understand.
Yeah, it was obviously motivated by race that he wanted to assault this guy, which is clearly in defiance of the law. I don't understand the fucking problem. Had he said, "You bring that gentleman up here, I want to kick his fucking ass," then he would have been fine. Obviously not provoked by race.
What a douche. You can't even argue right. You're such a douche.
I just argued it right.
But you're wrong. You obviously don't believe that. At least put some passion into it and pretend like you believe it.
Had he said, when you say put passion into it.
That's all you get for passion? Just yell?
Yeah, when you say passion, I'm like, that means I got to yell.
That means I got to yell. All right, we can both agree that this is fucking stupid.
Nope.
You want to cut back on government regulations on everything except for language. It's stupid. Come on, guy.
So do you, I think I know the answer to this. Do you think there is such a thing as a hate crime?
No.
Right, because I think I'm gonna explain what you think for people that are listening because
I'm not here. Go ahead.
It sounds so fucking stupid when you say that because we have all been taught or brainwashed to define crimes. If you beat somebody up because they're an asshole, it's one thing. If you beat up somebody because they're black, it's another thing. And your only defense or your defense is beating up people is wrong, regardless of the reason.
Right.
See, I told you I was going to speak for you.
I agree with that statement.
But when I say, do you believe that hate crimes should be treated differently than any other type of crime? Your response is, I don't believe in hate crimes. It makes you sound like you're a fucking racist prick. In reality, you're just saying all crimes are bad. All crimes matter.
Right. All crimes matter. So the problem that I have is that if I beat somebody up because they're being an asshole and they happen to be black, I'm going to get charged with a hate crime, even though
only if you yell "Nastrick" while you're doing it.
But that's not true. That's not true at all. If I'm white and he's black, it's automatically a hate crime, no matter what. The guy could be a total fucking dickhead.
That's not true. It's not true.
Did you read this fucking article?
It was obviously not. Race came into play.
It didn't, though.
He did. I think he very specifically brought race into play. Now, I'm not saying that if you take this and start the story where the husband was outside the locker room, if that's where you start the story and say, yeah, so this guy showed up and you said, "You bring that Nastrick out here because I'm going to kick his fucking ass." That sounds racially motivated. In reality, the whole thing was motivated by the fact that the referee assaulted the guy's wife.
Right.
So It is not a racially motivated crime. It is a crime. It's not even a crime. I mean, I think it's a crime to threaten somebody with physical violence, I think. Not positive.
So if he would have just said, I want to kick his fucking ass, would they have charged him with anything?
No.
So
that's stupid. I understand it's stupid. The whole thing is stupid. But, yeah, that's all I got.
All right.
It should be illegal to use that word. Only that word.
Dumbass.
And zipperhead.
And zipperhead.
The Z word.
Oh, my God. How did we come to a place where this one word has become so polarized that you can literally go to jail for 5 years for saying it? How does that work? I mean, what?
Yeah, we're.
I was about to ask a question that would make me seem very, very, very racist.
Please ask.
No, I can't do that.
What? Are you recommending that we only do 3/5 the time?
No. Well, yeah, you did recommend that, didn't you? The question is, how did we go from white people owning slaves?
Yep, just stop
to
talking.
White people not even being. I'm just making an observation. I wasn't. I'm not advocating for anything. I'm just making an observation.
You know, the next time you say I'm not going to ask that, I'm not going to press. How did we go from owning them to owing them?
And now
you tell him, Lonnie Ray.
If I can't even make that observation, doesn't that mean that shit's fucked up? I'm not saying that we should or should have ever owned slaves. I'm just making an observation.
So that's where the change, or that's what's wrong with your statement, though, because we didn't own anybody.
No, I didn't own any. No.
Rented.
Rented? What the fuck?
You've never rented a person?
No, never rented a person.
Hmm.
Rented a sex doll. God, that really did make me sound like a racist. That's bad. I
do believe that you are racist. You say that you're not.
Why would you think that?
How did we go from owning them to?
Well, it's a. It's just. Whatever.
It's a. Who the. What the.
I don't believe that any one race is better than another race.
Come on.
I think that all people.
Bullshit.
Should be treated the same. But that doesn't mean that there's not jokes to be made about it, because it's fucking funny.
You're really telling me that you think that you are equal to Australians?
What the fuck? Yeah. What the fuck does that have to do with anything?
They're a race of people, right?
I don't know. Are they? I don't even know what race means. There's black and white. That's the only two races I know.
Racist.
So if you're a racist, that means that you think that your race is better, or you think that another race is inferior. I don't believe that. How could I possibly be a racist if I don't think that one race is inferior to another?
Do you think that Japanese people are smarter than white people?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Isn't that racism?
No, it's their culture.
Their culture is to be smarter?
Yes. You're laughing, but I'm serious. It's the same with Jewish people. They're just smarter.
What the fuck?
They're just smarter.
So, okay. So you think that Chinese or Japanese people are smarter than white people?
Japanese? Chinese? Dirty knees? I don't know.
No, which one? Japanese or Chinese?
I guess I don't really know.
Pickles.
Asians? Aren't all Asians the same? See, I told you I'm not racist.
Yes, all Asians are equal.
Yes, all Asians are equal.
Okay, so listen, I'm driving to something here, so play along.
All right.
Do you believe that Asians are smarter than white people on average?
Yes.
Who or what race are white people smarter than on average? I'll ask it more directly. Are white people smarter than black people on average?
I don't know. I don't think so. I guess I never really looked into the stats or whatever on that.
But you did on Asians?
Yes, it's obvious with Asians. Look at there's right now, there's lawsuits going on at Harvard, I think, for they're trying to keep the Asians out because they're getting in with higher numbers than everybody else. So it's in the news. It's obvious right now. There's nothing in the news that says white people are smarter than black people.
What about affirmative action?
What about it?
Doesn't that allow black people into colleges based on, don't you get like points for being black or something?
Yeah. Yes.
So what
about it?
Okay. I just thought maybe there'd be a connection there on.
I don't agree with affirmative action. I don't think that that's good or
so
right.
Would less black people get into college without affirmative action?
I don't know. Maybe, probably, yeah. I mean, I don't
so
know,
don't,
I guess,
is
but
it,
probably.
Is it because you don't think that there's as many smart black people as white people, or they're not, on average, they're not as smart as white people?
I don't know the answer to that. No, I don't think so.
So then why would there be less black people going to college if we got rid of affirmative action?
Racism? Wait, I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. You're not trapping me into nothing.
I know. You're doing a pretty good job of skirting out of this one.
I know.
What about Mexicans?
What about them?
Are they smarter or dumber than white people?
How the fuck would I know the answer to that?
You knew the answer about Asians, but
Asians, yes, because I told you because it's in the fucking news. Just because you don't pay attention,
they
to
can't.
Shit.
They can't even figure out how to unblur their dicks. You think they're that fucking smart?
That's just. You think that just happens automatically? They can't figure out how to undo it.
The only people that understand that joke are the ones that watch Asian porn.
There's a lawsuit going through right now that Asian people are being, they have to have better test scores to get into the schools because they're getting in such higher numbers. So that tells me that, yes, they are smarter. I don't.
Okay, so I'm not asking you for facts. I'm asking you for your opinion. Are there any races in your mind that are not as intelligent as white people?
If you're not asking for facts and you're just asking for my opinion, then I don't think there's any race that's smarter than any other race.
You just told me you thought Asians were smarter than white people.
You just said if you're not looking, you're not. I'm not looking for facts. I'm looking for your opinion.
So you're telling telling me it's factually proven that Asians are smarter than white people, but you don't believe it.
No, I'm telling you that portion of information points to the fact that they might be smarter, but I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it.
Okay, so now you're telling me you think all races are inherently of equal intelligence.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's move on. That's all you had to do is answer that question.
I think you're a
fucking hate crime.
That's okay. I don't give a fuck. All I'm telling you is that it's so much more complex than people just want to say all white people are bad and all white people hate black people and racism, blah, blah, blah. I can make jokes and it's funny. That doesn't mean that I hate black people. I know that you want to point it that way because it's funny, but
I would go so far as to say that by and large, white people are probably the most ignorant race.
Why? Why would you say that?
I wish I had the article in front of me. Did you see the article where the Donald Trump supporters, we voted in Donald Trump.
Right.
That's ignorant.
No.
The Donald Trump supporters who were yelling at that Native American congressman or whatever. He was out giving a speech and people started yelling, go back to your country.
What? Awesome. So how is that any worse than, I mean, every example you can come up with, I can come up with an example from when Obama was running for president. There was the video of the lady that said, yeah, I'm going to vote for Obama. I got to get me that Obama money. I'm going to get some Obama money. What's the difference? That's ignorant.
okay. I was just referencing something I thought was funny.
I know, but you said that white people are the most ignorant, and then you used that as
yeah, because they voted in Trump.
But what? So black people voted in Obama.
Yeah.
Right?
But
and then what did he do?
He gave me a phone.
He gave me a phone. Got to get that Obama phone. What did he do as president? I'm not saying that he was a terrible president, but he didn't do a lot.
Yes, he did.
That he said he was going to. What? Like what? What did he do that he said he was going to do for the country?
He didn't leave any child behind.
That was Bush, stupid.
Oh. Obama didn't blow up any towers.
That was Bush too, stupid.
No, Bush did. Obama didn't.
Oh, my bad.
Oh. That's what we ought to do is have a political show.
Yeah, right. I can't seem to articulate my point without coming off like a racist.
Do you know why that is?
No, why don't you explain that to me?
Because you're a racist.
No, I'm not. That's okay. I'm just okay if everybody thinks I'm a racist. I just don't care. I just say what I think, and if people think I'm a racist, okay. I mean, whatever you say, dickhead.
So you really don't think that you... How many black friends you got?
None.
All right.
How many? You want to know how many white friends I have?
No.
None. I don't have any black friends or white friends. You can't use the fact that I don't have black friends to say I'm a racist. That's fucking stupid.
So you've never done anything with anybody other than your wife or kids?
What do I mean?
As a
Are
kid,
you asking me? I do yes. a podcast with you.
I'm not talking about that. We don't hang out. I'm talking about like growing up. The last 10 years, you've never done anything, went shooting. Didn't you go shooting with a Mexican?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay, so that means that you like Mexicans. You ever went shooting with a white person?
That means that you like Mexicans.
That means you're a race trader. You're a race trader.
I love your fucking logic. All right, yes, I've been shooting with a white person.
Have you ever went shooting with a black person? And no. Don't tell me you can't find any with a gun.
Oh, and I'm the racist.
So, you know, I've told you here in North Carolina that it's not uncommon to see people walking around with a gun in a holster, you know? I think I just talked about it last week. Yesterday, we stopped somewhere after picking my daughter up from college and went up to the counter to order the food, and there was a black guy sitting at a table, and when he stood up, his shirt came untucked, and he had what appeared to be a fucking hand cannon on his... side piece or whatever the fuck them cowboys say.
Side piece.
And I just thought about
that's
how
the girl that you fuck on the side.
I just thought about how funny it would be if my fat ass was to come running from across the restaurant. He's got a gun, and then tackle him.
Tackle him. You should have. That would have been awesome. Fucking racist.
Anyway, so yeah, so you've never went shooting with a black person, but you have with whites and Mexicans. Have you ever went to a movie with a white person? All these questions are not your wife or immediate family, okay?
All right.
You ever went to a movie with a white person?
Not since high school.
Yeah, just yes or no?
That would be a yes.
You ever went to a movie with a black person?
No.
Have you ever ate dinner with a black person? Eating yes. table?
Yes.
Where?
At their house.
Who?
Where? Philip Jackson.
You just made up a black name.
I absolutely did not. He was my friend in junior high.
What was it?
We hung out all the time.
God damn it. What was it from Bad Cop, Bad Cop? He said the way to make up a black name. God damn it. It was funny. Something like you make up a first name and then any president's name afterwards.
All right. I didn't make that up.
When was this?
Junior high.
You had a black friend in junior high?
All the way through junior high, yeah.
All the way through them 2 years.
2 years. You know,
for you, it was four.
Not junior high, from basically first grade until I got into high school. Yeah.
Where's he at now?
I just ran into him probably about a month ago. He gave me his number. We exchanged numbers, and I never called him. He never called me, so I don't know.
What'd you guys eat?
Like I fucking remember.
Was it collard?
Fried chicken and watermelon?
Was it collard greens?
Yeah. Well, I've never had collard greens, so no.
You're full of shit. Philip, okay. Philip Jackson.
Right.
All right.
I did have a fat black friend, but I don't remember his name. What the fuck was his name? He was fat and black, so I got double points for that one. I can't remember. I remember specifically talking about this kid that I was friends with in like second or third grade every day when I got home from school, talking to my dad. And then when my dad came to pick me up one day, he was there and I was talking to my friend and I got in the car and my dad said, "That's your friend, whatever." And I'm like, "Yeah." And he's like, "You didn't tell me he was black." Like, I'm in like third grade. I'm like, I didn't realize I had to tell you he was black.
Your dad's racist, right?
No, I wouldn't say that.
You have said that. I mean, you've
have?
Yes.
No, I have not. I would never say that. I would never call somebody racist. That's a pretty heavy accusation.
Not as heavy as your fat black friend.
That's funny.
Thanks. That's what we're trying to do here.
Doesn't seem like it. What it seems like we're trying to do more and more every week is you trap me into saying something super outrageous.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
So you
and me just not giving a fuck. I don't care, whatever.
Then admit that you're racist and hate black people.
Well, I can't admit something that's not true.
All right, so
bye.
Our Patreon site. Why should we continue recording if we can't get more people over there to subscribe?
You're back to this again?
It's a,
really?
It's a dollar a quarter an episode. 12 and a half cents a week we're getting.
You think that anybody's made it this far into our regular show?
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're going to have to cut this out and move it to the beginning.
All right.
Doug is very concerned about you donating to our Patreon, so please donate to our Patreon.
Please donate to our Patreon.
Put that thing back on.
Can you tell the difference?
Yes.
Why?
What do you mean? Why? Because your voice sounds different?
Does it sound
like deeper and...
Hey, baby.
It sounds like you're talking right into a microphone.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I'll put it back on then. Sorry about that. Broke down the fourth wall. Sorry, Carl.
That's all right. Broke down the fourth wall.
All right, we're losing our audio.
We are?
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Head over to wehavemerch.com. Buy some of our shit, if you would. That would be great. Who'srightpodcast.com. You can go there and find all our old shows, find links to all our shit. Go to our our Patreon site, as well as our... we have a PayPal set up if you want to make a one-time secure donation in place of a subscription on our Patreon. But you don't get the free shit. So, fucking dollar a month, you fucks.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, do you need shirts to promote your podcast? How about coffee mugs for that artisan bean roasting business you started? What about poker chips with the name and logo of your super secret underground gambling ring? The fine folks over at wehavemerch.com will help get your name and logo on just about anything you can think of. Have you ever thought about starting your own navy? I mean, who hasn't, right? The guys at Who's Right Podcast did just that, and wehavemerch.com provided the uniform services. They will handle the orders and delivery. You just concentrate on making people want to wear the shirts with your logo, and let wehavemerch.com take care of the rest.